New trends and advances in the use of robotics, artificial intelligence, and augmented reality in physical medicine and rehabilitation were the main topics discussed by participants in the Congress held October 1st through the 4th at Havana's Convention Center. Our colleague from the Spanish department, Susana del Calvo, spoke with a delegate from Puerto Rico. Let's listen.
My name is Dr. William Micheo. I am professor and chair of the Department of Physical Medicine, Rehabilitation, and Sports Medicine of the University of Puerto Rico. I'm here in Cuba participating in Rehabilitación 2019, a meeting of the Cuban Society of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, which has an international component. I am subspecialty trained in sports medicine and pain medicine, and my areas of expertise include sports medicine, pain management, and exercise as part of the treatment for different conditions. Dr. Roy, who is the chair of the Cuban Society of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, is a good friend and collaborator, and he invited a few of us from Puerto Rico to come and participate in the Congress. And I'm always willing to go and learn from other colleagues around the world and teach in different areas of my expertise. I do research mostly in sports medicine, epidemiology of injury, recovery of anterior cruciate ligament tears, and lately I've been looking at special populations, including the older athlete with arthritis and the younger athlete with overuse injuries. Aging is an international problem. The population is aging around the world. That means that there are more chronic conditions such as arthritis, low back pain, loss of muscle mass, or sarcopenia. And these factors affect the quality of life and function of the individuals as they become older. I spoke about the evidence-based treatment for low back pain. Dr. Walter Frontera, a colleague of mine from Puerto Rico, who's a president of the International Society of Physical Rehabilitation Medicine, spoke about sarcopenia. But certainly, the concept of muscle loss, function, and strength associated to aging defined as sarcopenia is something that will affect many individuals across the world, and it's related to inactivity or lack of exercise. So as an issue, it could be related to loss of function in the activities of daily living and also performance in sports if you like to participate in sports. In terms of back pain, my emphasis was discussing the evidence-based treatments for back pain, mostly in the acute back pain scenario, which includes limited bed rest, low-level exercise, a short period of anti-inflammatory medications and muscle relaxants, therapeutic modalities such as superficial heat and soft tissue manipulation, and the use of strengthening and stability exercises in the long term. For chronic pain patients, some medications that have been shown to be ineffective include duloxetine and tramadol for short periods of time, but exercise is the main component of the treatment. Some patients may require interdisciplinary treatment and mindfulness therapies as part of their treatment because they do not respond to treatment.
Can you tell me about the International Congress?
There's going to be an International Congress. The 2020 International Society of Physical Rehabilitation Medicine Congress will take place in Orlando, Florida, March 4th through the 9th. And this will bring together the world's experts in physical and rehabilitation medicine, covering all kinds of different topics, from children to adult, from acute rehabilitation to outpatient therapy, from major disabling illnesses such as strokes and brain injury, to outpatient treatment modalities such as low back pain and sports injury. It will be a great time to go visit Orlando and learn about what's being done in rehabilitation medicine around the world.
Those were statements by Puerto Rican Dr. William Michel to our colleague from the Spanish department, Susana del Calvo. Dr. Michel was one of the foreign delegates to the 9th Congress of the Cuban Society of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, titled Rehabilitation 2019, which held sessions earlier this month here in Havana. At the forum, Cuba presented its results in physical medicine and rehabilitation at all levels of patient care. Cuban and foreign experts also exchanged on disability prevention in the elderly, medical hydrology, and nursing. A parallel event, the first international symposium on rehabilitation nursing, was also held. The 9th Congress of the Cuban Society of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation was also a space to foster regional collaboration in the field, as well as to address the issues of pediatric and community-based rehabilitation, ozone therapy, sports medicine, pain management, and quality of life. Physical medicine and rehabilitation refers to a group of medical actions and therapies to successfully incorporate patients with disability, whether congenital or acquired disorders, into their environment, thus improving their quality of life. For Radio Havana, Cuba, I'm Lina Valverde.